The day after Baylor football defeated Oklahoma State 41-34, it was announced that for the third straight year, the Bears were bowl-bound. This year, they'll be facing off against the 17th-ranked UCLA Bruins in the Holiday Bowl. I sat down with John Werner, a sports writer for the Waco Tribune-Herald, to talk about the Bears' season and their coming matchup. He says their spot in this San Diego-based bowl is a bit unexpected.
Baylor tied for fourth place in the Big 12 with five other teams with a 7-5 record. It's Baylor, TCU, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, and Texas Tech. So Holiday Bowl had the top pick among those teams, and they ended up taking Baylor, which I was a little surprised by because TCU's had a great year. Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Texas Tech, all of those had been ranked in the top 25 for more weeks during the year than Baylor. But Baylor finished the strongest. So I think that's what they were kind of looking for. Plus, Baylor's exciting offense played a lot into it. So the Holiday Bowl decided to go with Baylor, and I think it's going to be a pretty good pick.
As Werner said, the Bears finished strong, winning three of their last four games, including beating top-ranked Kansas State on November 17th. But earlier in the season, the team suffered four straight losses against other Big 12 teams. In the middle of the season, they struggled for a little bit. So do you think this was a case of the team sort of getting hot and getting some chemistry at the right time? Or what do you think accounts for them sort of making it through the struggles of the middle of the season, losing, I think, about four games it was in a row?
I think they realized they were a good team. And, you know, it was just like a play here and there during a game that didn't go right. You know, they weren't really forcing turnovers, and the offense was making too many turnovers. And that completely turned around in the last four games. Baylor's defense really started forcing a lot of turnovers. In fact, one of their linebackers, Eddie Lackey, he returned an interception for a touchdown in each of the last two games, which is pretty rare to do, even to do it once in a year. So he did that, and a bunch of other guys started getting interceptions, recovering fumbles. And Baylor's offense just hardly had any turnovers in the last few games. And I think that was probably the biggest key to them winning three of their last four and then going into bowl season really hot.
And so what should people be looking for when they play UCLA in the Holiday Bowl coming up at the end of December?
Well, I think it'll be a lot of scoring. It'll be you know, that game will start at 8:45 p.m. Central Time, so it's going to be a really late game. So you probably better plan to stay up till about 12:30 because it is just going to be a lot of scoring. Baylor, you know, they can score with anybody in the country. UCLA, they've got one of the top running backs in the country. They got a good redshirt freshman quarterback. But UCLA also has a really good defense. They've got a guy who leads the nation in quarterback sacks. So I think it'll be a real challenge for Baylor. UCLA has a better record. They're 9-4. Baylor's 7-5. So I don't think they could have faced a better team, you know, where they are in this bowl game. So, you know, I'm sure Coach Briles is getting ready for them right now.
What do you think it means for the program that they will be playing a bowl game outside of Texas and actually going to the West Coast?
I think it's a big deal. Baylor fans really showed up in Houston 2 years ago and in San Antonio last year. Both stadiums were packed with Baylor fans. So now we'll see, you know, if they'll travel to the West Coast and playing at a place like the Holiday Bowl, which has been around 35 years. I think a lot of people watch that game. I mean, it's not a BCS bowl, but it is well known among bowls because it's been around so long and there's been so many exciting games there. So, I think it's a really good bowl to get exposure from.
The Baylor Bears take on the UCLA Bruins December 27th. For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogle.